Hi everybody, Pam from the Paper Outpost here with my latest completed journal. This is a nature journal, a botanical journal, a vintage inspired journal. And she's one chunky monkey. Take a look at this baby. I know, crazy, huh? Have you ever been told you have a big mouth? Well, yep, big gator mouth here. And no fat shaming here. One lovely, luscious, chubby, chunky monkey full of all sorts of goodies. And let's get on and explore her. And the good news is most of the stuff comes out. So if you want to wean her down to have a more specific writing journal, that's easy to do. You just pull the stuff out. Most of it comes out. Okay. So her details. She is approximately 9 by 6 with a 2-inch spine and a little embarrassed. I can't say that I'm not. I would say an 8-inch gator mouth. Oh my God. What was I thinking? This is crazy. I couldn't stop myself. I just kept saying, can I add one more little thing just to make it that much better? And apparently I kept going and look at this. Well, let me show you the side while we're here. Well, let me take one. No, glasses. I need the glasses. Okay. Put them back on. Okay. So she has tabs, notes, thoughts, ideas, wishes, dreams, and she has lots of little charms and clothespins and all sorts of doodads inside. And her cover, she's a hard cover. She's made completely from scratch. And she's a hard cover made out of chipboard, several layers glued together. And let me undo her little tie. I put a serious tie on this girl. This is a suede, piece of suede with some wooden beads and feathers. And she's good and strong to hold this baby. All right, but she's very gentle in her nature. And let me show you why. She is a beautiful moss, deep green color. Her spine is an exposed, you can see the threads from the spine on the outside, and she's covered in a beautiful ribbon, and the back is plain. She does have the, tilt her over, she does have the corner, let me make her a little smaller, okay. The little corner edges in gold all the way around. And I embossed the front and hand painted the front. This is raised and it's accented in, if you can see that, it's like a goldy glitter. Oh, there you go, knocking into the camera. Very pretty. And this little beautiful little baby bunny in the corner. Okay, so let's open her up and see. Oh, I didn't show you the spine jewelry. The dangle here. She has lovely spine jewelry, and that's made with hand-dyed seam binding and all sorts of little bedangles and some gold chains, not real gold, and some beautiful colors in here. You can see this up close, show it to you. And this can easily be removed for easy working with the journal. It's on a little bulldog clip, okay. All right, let's get into her and see what we got. All right, so page one, we have a lot of things in here. Let me go a little closer. Boop. Okay, that's better. All right, it's a beautiful picture of some forestry. This is a vintage photo. There's a lot of vintage items in this journal. A lot of handmade ephemera, vintage ephemera. Here's a little Happy New Year card from days gone by. I put a index card on the back and sewn it on with some gold stitching around. And this cute little guy, I love this concept. I saw this somewhere yet again, I can't remember where, but basically this little envelope opens up as a little prompt for you. Maybe think about writing something in a journal perhaps. I've got some lace and some gold here, and I added one of my original watercolors, a little collection of flowers there. The first tab is notes, and that can mean whatever it means to you. Let me get it in the picture here. Okay, so here's a little three-level pocket made out of an old book page. Here's some calling cards, little handmade ephemera with some prompts on the back. There's some postage stamps here, And another Victorian trading card with a prompt on the back for you to inspire you. Some hand stamping. Aging around the corners, heavily done throughout this book. I was scrubbing the vintage photo off my hands for quite a while. Acetone works great for that, by the way, if you ever have a big struggle with that, as I did. Okay, here we have, I believe this is from Artie Mays's collection, and a winter collection. I don't know the exact name, but it's a very beautiful collection with gorgeous owls and such. A little tag. And here's another little place for writing. And I felt that because I put so much stuff in, you need a lot of places for writing. So a lot of the extra add-ons are things that you can write on. So don't worry about not having enough places to write on. There's tons of places to write on in this book. Here's a little vintage library card. And here's a Russian bus ticket in the corner, some hand stamping. More hand stamping. I did a little gold painting on this butterfly here. Now here's a beautiful piece of Edith Holden's work. Turned into an index card sewn on there. And did some punching here. And some more hand stamping here for the pocket. Some tons of coffee and tea dyed paper throughout. Some gorgeous images on that. Here's a neat letter from 1897. It's an authentic vintage letter, handwritten. And it's Dear Sister Millie, and I'll let the owner get to read that. Kind of a funny little letter. Something about the way sisters talk to each other. I don't have a sister, but if I did, I would talk to her exactly the way Millie did, or the woman who wrote to Millie. Another journaling card for you there. And we're going to go a little faster here because we have a lot to go through. Okay, let me just back this up. Oh, disaster. Hang on. Don't anybody move. Okay, we're back in. Okay, all right. So we have some collage. And we have lots of flip outs in this book. Here's an envelope flip out. And inside you've got some more vintage ephemera, altered tag. This is a little pocket in here with some more ephemera and more, it's kind of hard to do with, I have two hands. Why am I having a hard time doing it? Okay, there we go. Oh, look here, we have more writing space. Yes, just what we needed. Okay, and here we go. The Daily Moose paper, very important to get your copy of the Daily Moose paper. And here we have some graph ledger paper. And this is a flip up with some secret note writing paper under there. Very important. And here's another card you can write on the back of here. And this is a fabric tuck that I made. More coffee dyed paper, more hand stamping, more little note papers to write on. It says dreams. There's a little tag here and a bigger tag here with more places to write, with more prompts. And this is a wax paper bag placed in here. More writing space. Here's an Edith Holden page, and I made some little cutouts of leaves front and back and put them on the dangle here. Here is, let me go a little closer. That's probably pretty good. Okay, I'll just show you. This is a little flip out and more journaling space for you. And like I say, a lot of this can be easily removed. There we go. Okay. Whoops. Forgot to fold that pocket back. Back you go. Back you go, mister. All right. Little decoration on the front of that. Another wax paper bag and more writing space. This has been embossed on. And what else we have in there? Something else in there. Another little journaling card. There's a ton of journaling cards and extra note papers in here. Here's another little notebook that you can write on. And lots of hand stamping there. That's stenciling, actually. And this is a fabric on canvas paper clip decorated. Let me show up with that closer. Okay. And here's a glued on flower, a dried flower. And here is a calling card from Abel. Hello, Abel. I'm glad you came by to say hello. And here is another envelope flip out. Move this over. And we're flipping. And there are some goodies in here, some more note paper and a few other things in there. Here's some writing sheet that can be removed. And this is an upper tuck. I'm going to call it an upper tuck. There you go. An upper tuck. You are now an upper tuck. Okay. All right. Here's a big tag. These are fun. They give you a lot of journaling space. And that's pretty on the back. And I'll try and remember where I got this image from. It was from somebody on Etsy. Oh, and here is a beautiful little poem by in an old vintage newspaper called Cheering Word by Edgar Guest. Okay. There you go. And another little area to write upon. And here's a big tag with a stamp on it, and laces, coffee-dyed papers, and some interesting, these are Leonardo's inventions on the back. And here's a double envelope pocket that I'm sure somebody famous invented. I'm gonna guess Wendy's Journaling Adventures, but don't quote me on that. Or if you know who it is, please post it below. Here's another little saying about nature. Some tracing paper for extra crinkle factor and hand stamped. More note pages. Here's an old vintage coupon from Woody's World, Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. An introduce yourself page. Here's a nicely tucked with tags and journaling cards. Many different things with many inspirational quotes on them. And here's a Victorian die cut. And this is a little pocket made out of a book page. And there's some stenciling on the back of that, some beautiful trees. And here's a little booklet with a, just opens, and you've got more writing space. Just for inspiration. And I just got this idea from Amity Bloom. She uses acrylic paints on her pages to break the white, and I thought that was a great idea. So thank you, Amity, for that. And here's some more writing paper. And this is cut out of a scrapbook paper, the corner of it. And I just used it as a pocket. And we're in frame. Okay, here's another little notepad with aged paper inside. And here's this in the corner. Anybody recognize that? Okay. And here's a belly band with more writing space. I like this one. It says, I've learned that I still have a lot to learn. I still have a lot to learn, age 92. That's how I feel. I feel 92, and I still have a lot to learn. Okay. All right, what do we have now? We're going to turn the page. Yes, we are. Okay. Oh, this I made in the last challenge. This was, what was it? Cardboard, C for cardboard, with Shabby Dabby Doodahs 3 and 30 minute alphabet challenge. So we had to use some cardboard, and I made a giant bookmark. And I thought with the floral themes, these vintage Victorian die cuts would go well here. So this book needed a serious bookmark. Okay, we're traveling into thoughts. Yes. Okay. So here is, I need a paperclip. Kingdom for a paperclip. I'll clip it in later. It's okay. I glued in some flowers that I dried from my, we had some flowers given to us, so in they went. And I did some hand stamping around it. And this is one of my little watercolors that I've included in here. It's an original. Here's what I call these tearaways. It might have more of an official name, but basically it's a collection of little odds and ends of papers that you can tear off and use throughout the journal as you see fit. So you have, of course, freedom to do whatever you like in the journal. And I'll just give you some more toys to play with. And we'll put you there. Okay. And put some lace on the edge here. Okay. Here's some washi tape and some paper cutouts. And this is, I love this picture. This is a vintage picture of clouds. Let's see if I can get the glare off it. It was just so beautiful, I didn't want to put anything else on the page to disturb the beauty of those peaceful clouds. Somebody was thinking clouds. Here's a botanical card, Angelica, an herbal card actually. And here's some more journaling cards with little prompts on them, a corner tuck, and here's a computer card and a address book page. This is a postcard, and underneath it is a page from an autograph book from days gone by. And this is an extra little secret writing space for you. There you go, pulls down. Call it the accordion. All right, here we have some more vintage ephemera, pieces of old book pages and receipts, and a little decor on the pocket made out of the book pages. It's a great way to use up the book pages. As we know, they multiply while we sleep, right? I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, here is another pocket stuffed with all sorts of pretty things. This lovely little vintage piece of birdies, sewn around with the gold thread, and you can write on the back of that. And here's another little tag to write on as well. Okay. A little inspirational card in there. And in here we have a nice picture of two lovely ladies under a tree in an old car. A little writing on the back there. And here is another old library card. And a little banana nut bread recipe. Gotta have that. Squirrels like their nuts, right? Yep. Oh. Okay. And here's another little upper tuck with an alteration tag tucked in it. And I decorated it up. Collage work there. Some mixed media work. Here's another little tag that I just glued onto the side for some drama. And here's another, here's a little envelope. And it's got some coupons and tickets collaged on this side. And then there's some more vintage ephemera tucked in here. The Education of Little Tree. I thought that was appropriate for a nature journal. Here's a fun page. I love this little die cut, this little piggly guy from days gone by, and the mandalas. And then you have this beautiful picture. I believe it's from, I was going to originally say Austria, but when I read the, I was originally going to say Alaska, but I think it's actually from Austria. Okay, here is a flip out. And we have it flips like this, and you have a vintage card to a sister. And nice thing about that is you have all this writing space on the inside. Look at that. Look, I've just like tons of writing space here. And inside this, we have a flash card, a playing card, and habito. Habitat means to dwell, abide, or live. I thought that would be good for nature and the many different habitats it holds so dear. And just a picture of a beautiful little cardinal and the babies. All right. Okay, there we go. Here's another little picture of some nature from days gone by. Little bear in the frame. Okay. Lots of writing space, and here we come to the middle of this signature, number two. And we've got more of the little tabs and some Edith Holden paper, more writing paper. And here we have some more journaling cards in the book page pocket. And here we have this little 1, 2, 3 places you can write here on this little book, hand stamped and folded. And here we have a beautiful vintage picture of an old car with a family tucked down. There we go, under some trees. And here comes a flip up. Hold on to your hats, flipping up. And it says, nature heals. And you can write on that. And then below that is a like a parchment paper bag, a deli bag, and it has some extra places for journaling. It's been hand stamped. Just never know what you're going to find on the next page here. Oh, this is a dictionary page that I was doing one of those, I forget what they're called, like you pour the many different kinds of paint into the cup and then you turn it over and you let it go and amazing things happen and you're all of a sudden an artist, like you didn't even know how, but you're like Picasso. Well, this is what I used to mop up the paint that fell off. Okay, yeah, okay, not maybe Picasso, but that's where that came from. Never waste a drop, right? Oh, and there's a little booklet back here with a little dangle on it of different little papers for inspiration. You can write notes on it or simply use it as a tearaway. And here's some more vintage ephemera. This is a little advertisement from many days gone by. And on an old newspaper, a double pocket. I'll try and put everybody's links down below that I mentioned in case you're interested in looking up their videos, because they've got some great stuff out there. Here's a library catalog card, another more vintage ephemera, another little tag, vintage ephemera, another little envelope with a flash card, some laces and crochet to decorate that, more writing paper. I like to break the edge of the paper often, and Amity Bloom actually taught me how to do that with layering and making fabric hinges in her class. So if you haven't taken that class, I highly recommend it. It's a great class. Going beyond the edge of the page, get brave. Let people see a little bit about what's coming next, because it can get you excited about, oh, what's coming, what's coming. So anyway, it excites me. Okay, more vintage ephemera and a coupon, altered tag. And we've got another flip out here with some goodies in here. More writing paper and other things in there. I'll let the owner explore. And what do we have? Oh, a little tearaway, some more tickets, and a beautiful butterfly stamp. Here we've got a postcard, a vintage postcard from, I want to say Colombia. Colombia, yes. Okay. And here's one of my little watercolors inside. And I do sign the back of those. Okay, we're on to ideas. Big ideas here. Oh, this was cool. I think this is a picture. Get the shade out. It's a picture of a horseshoe crab against a log in the sand. What do you think? That's what I think it is. Okay. And this opens up to more journaling space. All right. More crinkly tracing paper. More vintage ephemera in tucks. More flip outs for the forest calls, extra writing space. Here's a little eagle with more writing space on the back in a little envelope. Okay, here's a nice poem about the wind. Here is a dried flower encased in an address card. Here's another pocket with some more tuck spots, and here's a little wooden piece with a leaf on it. And here's another watercolor. All right, here's a little getting screen here. Okay, here's a little envelope with some goodies inside. Here's a beautiful rose leaf that I've glued upon a parchment bag. Some more papers. Here's some of the handmade paper. Fiber paper. Here's ephemera and tags. And here's a fabric tag on paper, tucked into this little tuck spot. All right. Here's the middle of this one. She's got the little danglies here as well. And there's an upper tuck with an envelope, and there's something in there, but I'm not going to show you. Because it takes me too long to take it all apart. Okay. These are fun, helpful tips from a household hints book, which I find it's back from, it's got to be the 40s or the 50s, and they're hilarious. So if you get a chance to read those. I've ordered some beautiful, very old ephemera from Australia, and they send me the most gorgeous stamps on the envelopes. I love them. Here's a fabric hand machine sewn pocket that I made. Here's a moth card. And there's a little extra writing paper inside here. Lots of writing space. Here's a picture of the petroglyphs, I believe. And are you stuck? Don't be stuck. I just finished you this afternoon. I will wiggle you free. Come on. Don't tear. I'll get you out later. Okay. I made this little double pocket. That happens sometimes, you know. Okay. Oh, this is fun. And I'm sure I saw this somewhere, can't remember where, but it basically opens into our writing space. Isn't that cute? That's so cute, isn't it? I just love that. Anyway, there's a little prompt in there for you as well. Give you a little close up of her. Okay. And get ourselves centered again. Yes. All right, here's a little tag in here in a glassine bag that's been distressed. Lots of writing space, more crinkly tracing paper, more tags and vintage ephemera. That's a pretty one, isn't it? She's such a cutie. Oh, yeah. Adorable. Adorable. All right. Here's a little new design on the book page pocket with a little writing space inside. Here are three journaling cards tucked into a belly band. And here's another little watercolor I did. Nothing fancy, but just some fun. And a couple other writing pages tucked in there for you. So if you did remove a lot of the ephemera, the book would collapse down to a normal size. this is one of the, I guess they call them raggedies. Maybe Nick the Booksmith created those. Not sure. Not hand sewn. Yes, I hand stitched this, every little stitch. No, I didn't. It's machine sewn by me, which is an adventure because I just learned how to sew not that long ago, but I'm getting better at it. Another flip, hello, Australia stamp. And here is a beautiful vintage lithograph print from a very old book from the 1800s. And I backed it onto some paper for some stability for you because it would crumble easily otherwise. I like to see those vintage images saved and looked at again. It's nice that people actually look at them again. This is a flip with a little extra writing or extra journaling card and two pieces of extra writing paper. Okay. Okay, back you go. All right. A lovely, from the public domain, this picture came. Isn't that a great picture of the bees? I love that. And some mulberry paper. Oh, I love this family by the tree. I think it's a cedar or juniper tree. But I'm trying to figure out who is who. And I think mom and daughter, look at those faces. They're almost identical. And that could be husband or brother. Not 100% sure. But I'm pretty sure that's mom and daughter. And here's a pretty little card with some birdies on it, writing space on the back. And this little, oh, hello, my dog woke up. Hi, Angel. Here's a little flip up, and you've got some extra little journaling cards in there. And here's another pocket with a journaling card. And here's a little, it's a pocket in the front, and then it's a paper like a parchment bag in the back, and there's more writing paper and note cards and things like that in there. And here's some more ephemera. And here we have another little pocket. It's in there. Guy with a little lace. Writing space on the back. And lots of extra places to write. Tuck spots, things to explore. You'll be here for days. Days, I tell you, going through this baby. All right. This is a little write. You can write on the back of that, as well as this one. And here's Edith again. And I put a button here this time. It's a little vintage button. And Lewis came by. This is a calling card. Hello, Lewis. Thank you for coming by. Some extra little papers in there for you to discover. More ephemera. Here's another. This you can remove completely. It's a pocket, double pocket, made out of a glassine bag and stuffed with all sorts of goodies. And I'll just show you this quickly. But this has a pocket on the back, and it's an envelope. And when you open it up, oh my God, there's more stuff inside. Yeah, you're going to be going to town with this baby. Okay. All right. More stuff. Here's, I used some junk mail and turned it into a multi-pocket using the different inside colors of different envelopes. That was fun. Thinking of doing a series on junk mail to junk journal and using what we have because, you know, you really, it seems like you have to buy a lot of stuff, but really if you get some ingenuity going, you don't need to buy a lot of stuff. And I think it's there's a G.I. Kerr, and then there's, A. Johns. This one woman, she does like things on a budget, and they're just amazing what she comes up with all the time. So many great ideas. I'll put her link down below, too. Here, I put some more dried, real dried flowers on the page and some stamping. And some more bags, crunchy bags. This was a corner of a field guide that I just tore and used as a tuck with some music. And more things to discover. The journey never ends. We are on the last section now. And here we have what I call, this is a pocket this way and it's a pocket this way. So here we have two frogs. This is a little book. This is a journaling card. These are two journaling cards. And this is a side tuck. And this is some hand eco-dyed watercolor paper, and I put some writing space on the back for you. And there's also some little things for you to explore here. The journey never ends. And we go. And more things here. Oh, you got folded. Let's unfold you. Okay. And this is a side flip. Believe. Here's more notes, note paper. Like you need it anymore, huh? Yep. And this is a little place to put extra thoughts. How many different ways are there to say that? You can put extra thoughts, journal, write. I'm coming up. Look, I'm losing. I found this vintage photo of two dogs. Not my dogs. These are dogs probably back from the 50s, I would say. And I just made a little faux frame for them and put them in here. And we're using them as a tuck to hold this giant car tag. That's actually my dog's name, Angel. And here's a little tearaway note pad. Okay. And when you see these little clothespins, you can remove all this ephemera. And here's a little notepad for that extra journaling space. And you just have to write down those few extra things. And this is a note paper that comes out under this belly band,